Okay, just make yourself comfortable, lying down with your feet and hands separated. And now look up as high as you can, as if you are trying to look into your eyebrows. Fix your eyes on an overhead spot and get that sensation of straining your eyes and looking up and back just a little, keeping your eyes glued onto that spot. Now take a deep breath, inhale and exhale slowly. Take another deep breath, inhaling and exhaling slowly. Now take one more breath, hold it as long as you can. Now close your eyes without hesitating, just intending to become more relaxed. And already as your eyelids shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your eyelids are already beginning to feel as if they've been glued shut, locked together, just not wanting to open. Forget all about your eyes now. Already, all your cares and tensions are just fading away. You're relaxing more with each sound that you hear, with each easy, slow breath that you take. Your eyes are feeling heavier and heavier. Just allow a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body now. Don't try to make it happen. Just allow that drifting, floating feeling to develop in every breath you take. And now in your own time and in your own way, just feel yourself floating down, drifting down, sinking down. Time is insignificant now. Don't try to make anything happen as that drifting, floating, sinking feeling continues. You can see perfectly well with your eyes closed. So just picture 10 steps going down and get that same looking down feeling as you get as you look out of an upper window or down a flight of stairs. As I count backwards from 10 to 1, you'll see yourself and feel yourself treading each step. It might help you to imagine and feel your feet treading on each step. Right now, you're looking down. You feel that looking down sensation. You're ready to start moving down. And now you are moving on to step 10, as each muscle and nerve grows loose, limp, lazy. You're taking step 9 as a wave of relaxation washes over you, and you're going deeper into a sleep quite different and much more beneficial than the kind you take at night. You're taking step 8 and you can see and feel your feet treading each step as you move down, drift down, travel down to an even deeper level. You're taking step 7 now and going deeper with every number I count. Your level of response is doubling, intensifying. You're twice as deep as you were moments ago. And now you're taking step 6, more deeply, more peacefully relaxed. With every sound that you hear, each sound around you is flowing through you, relaxing you more and more. You're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 5, going deeper with every heartbeat. You're on to step 4 now, as each muscle and nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper and deeper. You're taking step three as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step two, drifting way down deep, and now you are taking that final step. Just sleep deeply and allow that drifting, floating feeling to continue. You're going deeper and deeper, and as you go deeper, you're aware that you are not aware. As you go deeper, you're listening, but you're not listening. You're concentrating with your subconscious mind, and your conscious mind is drifting further and further away. You're going to a level where you can communicate directly with your subconscious mind and allow yourself to go deeper still. You can help by just letting your body remain still. The best way you can help yourself is to keep your body still until you soon become unaware of it. As you go deeper, you can see perfectly with your eyes closed. So you can imagine right now that you are looking at the muscles in your toes. And in your imagination, you're tracing those muscles back into the ball of the foot, back into the arch, way back into the heel. And in your imagination, just turn those muscles loose so they become just like a handful of rubber bands. And as the muscles in your feet begin to relax, just let your mind relax too. Just let your mind drift off to pleasant scenes in your imagination. And now that sensation of deep muscular relaxation is moving up to your ankles, up to your calves. Your calf muscles are becoming heavier and so totally relaxed. Up into your knees, all of your tensions are just fading away. You're relaxing more and more with each breath that you take. You're beginning to breathe more deeply and slowly now, just the way you breathe each night when you're deep and sound asleep. You can even imagine that you can see your breath coming from your mouth and your nostrils as a fine white mist. And each and every time you exhale this mist, you're freeing yourself of tension, discharging tension now and going deeper and deeper into a wonderful, different kind of sleep. And now, from the knees and all the way into the hips, the long thigh muscles are turning loose, easing off, and just relaxing now. And as the muscles in your legs relax, just let go even more and gently, calmly, and easily drift on over into a pleasant state of pure relaxation. And know that wave of relaxation is moving into the hips, into the pelvis. That wave of relaxation is moving into the stomach. You're breathing deeply from the stomach and now up into the solar plexus, the center of nervous energy. Each muscle and nerve lets loose. Your tensions are relaxing now. You're drifting down deeper and deeper into sleep. You're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. deeper into your own internal state as up through the ribs, the muscles are relaxing. Into the broad muscles of the chest, the muscles of your chest are now becoming limp, loose, and so relaxed. Your tensions are fading away. You are relaxing more with every heartbeat, every breath, going deeper and deeper now into the neck. The muscles are just letting go all around your neck. Each muscle is letting loose and relaxing, just as they do each night when you're deep and sound asleep. Your neck muscles are the first to tighten and the last to let go. And as your neck muscles let go totally, you're aware that all your body is feeling deeply, wonderfully relaxed. And now that sensation of deep muscular relaxation is moving down your back. From the base of the skull to the base of the spine. Each muscle and each nerve, each vertebrae is relaxing. And you're drifting down deeper and deeper into sleep. That wave of relaxation is spreading out into the broad muscles of the back, all across the small of the back. All across the back of the shoulders, you're turning loose every single muscle and every nerve, and you are going deeper and deeper into the shoulders. The muscles now let go from the shoulders down to the elbows of both arms. Your upper arm muscles are turning loose, easing off, and just relaxing now. From the elbows down to the wrists of both arms. Your forearm muscles now are becoming limp and lazy and loose. From the wrists to your fingertips of both hands, each muscle and each nerve is letting go. Your tensions are relaxing. As you drift down deeper and deeper into a heavy state of sleep, into your jaws, the muscles are relaxing. Your jaws are parting slightly, your teeth are not quite touching, and your tongue is loose on the bottom of your mouth. All around your mouth, the muscles let go. Up through the nose now, each nerve gives way. All around your eyes, the muscles are heavy and so relaxed. Even your eyebrows are relaxing across the forehead. The muscles are smoothing out, turning loose, easing off across the top of the skull, down the back of the neck, down through the temples and around the ears. All of your muscles are loose and limp and lazy, like rubber bands. You might even feel a tingling sensation in your toes or in your fingers as your entire body relaxes. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, lazy, and relaxed. Your body is relaxed, your mind is relaxing, and you can just let your mind drift off. You're letting yourself drift off. Your mind is turning to scenes, to thoughts of relaxation, and you're feeling completely relaxed from your head to your toes. Each muscle, each nerve is loose all across the stomach, the pelvis, the chest, the arms and the back. You're beginning to feel as though you have a blanket of relaxation covering you. You're learning to relax easily. Relaxation, it's a skill that you were born with. Learning to relax, the skill that you are easily developing with practice. And each time you use this method for easy relaxation, you relax more easily, more quickly, and much, much more deeply. You were born able to relax anywhere. Babies sleep and relax themselves whenever and wherever they need to. And you are acquiring that skill. Soon, even without this recording, you can just close your eyes and imagine your muscles relaxing in perfect sequence from foot to head and from head to foot. You're able to let go, to relax, still your mind whenever and wherever you need to. Anytime your mind begins to wander, you pull it back to thinking these words. Inhale and exhale, and just do that right now. Just think these words and exhale. Focus your mind only on those words and imagine your chest rising and falling. And if your mind tries to wander, keep pulling it back to those words. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. As you take yourself deeper, you're easily regaining skills of natural, automatic relaxation. As a child, you could relax easily, and you're beginning to use this skill. You're beginning to use it daily, automatically. You were born able to relax on command. You're also born with a natural ability to express your emotions, to express yourself and your feelings honestly. And now that you are learning relaxation skills, you're learning to be at peace with yourself. Being at peace with yourself creates in you a higher level of self-esteem and confidence. But you can only be at peace with yourself if you are honest and if you trust yourself. And you're now becoming more and more honest and trustworthy with yourself. You identify your feelings honestly and you express them appropriately. You're choosing to be honest about your feelings when you're hurt or your feelings are hurt. You express those feelings. It is so easy for you to say, "I feel hurt. I feel sad, I feel lonely, I feel afraid." It is easy for you to say whatever you feel. You express your feelings honestly. You also acknowledge your feelings to yourself. And as you express your feelings, they no longer need to find an outlet in your body. You understand that feelings that are suppressed have to find an expression, an outlet through your body. You can suppress your feelings, but you can't eradicate them. And when you won't speak your feelings, your body has to express them for you. So anger, hurt, pain, worry, frustration, all suppressed feelings begin to express themselves as neck pain, back pain, headache, stomach ache, skin problems. Since you are listening to this to alleviate stress and find relaxation, you are ready and willing to acknowledge your feelings, because acknowledging your feelings is freeing you from internal stress. You are now ready and willing, committed, motivated to acknowledge your feelings, express them in an appropriate way, and to feel more freedom, to be more emotionally free. Even when you can't express them out loud, you always can, and you always do acknowledge them to yourself. You are now able to live a less stressful life, to deal with stress more easily, because you take time to relax and because you express your feelings. Relaxing is vital to you. Relaxing is absolutely vital to your well-being. Relaxing is never indulgence or a waste of time. You now think of relaxing as recharging, just like a battery. Your body needs to rest and recharge, and you make the time, find the time, to relax and recharge your body, and you do it regularly, knowing that while you are in this wonderful, relaxed state, your blood pressure is normal, your glands are working in harmony with one another, your body chemistry is balanced, and your body, mind, and soul is able to repair and rejuvenate itself. Relaxing is about relaxing the mind. You can't relax in front of the television or with a device in your hand. You can't truly relax with a book. The level of relaxation you are experiencing right now comes from you. You can't even get this level of relaxation from medication. You're creating this level of deep, beneficial relaxation. Your mind is relaxed fully now, while you recharge and rejuvenate and regenerate and repair your body, your mind, and your soul. And you are more able to deal with life's challenges. You're more able to deal with whatever life has to offer, because you are able to relax fully, deeply, regularly. And as you go deeper now, as you go deeper for just a few more moments, you accept that stress is most often the pressure of unexpressed feelings, and you are able to release tension by expressing your feelings, by being honest and trustworthy with yourself. You express your feelings honestly. You acknowledge your feelings to yourself always and express to others as appropriately as you can. There are other things that always, always you can do to alleviate stress, such as walking and exercising. Living in the moment is very important. Taking long, slow, deep breaths out in nature. Not living in the past nor in the future, but living in the precious moment. The most important thing you can do to be happy, to find that joy, is to forgive the past, to feel grateful for the present, and to have positive expectations of the future. But to live in the moment, to face your fears and to make time for you. So just let yourself go deeper now and deeper, and just enjoy this state of deep, beneficial, healing, relaxation, I'm going to bring you back into a state of sleep now, where you can fall down into a wonderfully refreshed, relaxed, rejuvenated state, wonderfully reinforced, and just let yourself go now, letting your soul fly into the dreamland, into a deep, wonderful sleep of positive dreams.